You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. The poor and the underclass are growing. Racial justice and human rights are non-existent. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. That is their primary method of survival. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
Oh my, he just doesn't even know where to begin this one. I guess, introduce myself. I'm Michael Storm. This is the show, it's Toward Anarchy. As always, here live every Sunday across the Republic Broadcasting Network, 1 to 3 p.m. In some sort of effort to make sense of the world that I live in a little bit, it's my release, my freedom. I get to come and talk about all these things that can otherwise eat you up inside, you know, the sort of abuses that the world deals out to us. And it's been a banner week for that, I tell you, not just for myself, but all of the world. And as always, we'll try to talk about some of it and try to make some little bit of sense of it in relation to our own individual understanding of the world and the way we think and feel that things should be, and what an insurmountable task it would be to try and really truly change the world so that all we can do is change ourselves and be better people for ourselves and for those around us. And that's the best most of us have. That question came up again this week to me, you know, what have you done to help the world? And it's always put that way too. It's always help the world. And I'll tell you what I did to help the world this week. Nothing. I left it the hell alone. The world is not my problem. Part of the reason that the world has a whole bunch of problems is because of people thinking that it can solve, that they can solve the world's problems, that they can use the force of government or any of these manipulations that we often talk about on the show, the economics, the different control mechanisms that they use, the media, the entertainment, across the board, the just the constant attack on trying to improve something that you just can't necessarily improve on. It's hard to suggest that you can't improve on the human condition when people see around them things getting better all the time, when you can look at the world and see, as we did this week, numbers sort of showing that the middle class across the world has tripled in the last decade or so, a couple decades. I don't remember exactly what the number was. It was just something that it's one of these things. It just so much information, bam, 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 bam. But the gist of it was, is that across the world, the middle class has risen. Everybody everywhere is seeing a general improvement in life, but the condition of man, it doesn't really change. We're born, we have X amount of time to be here, and then we die. That's it. There's been nobody that has accomplished anything but that. There's been some claims of some people that have been able to surpass that, but there's not a ton of evidence to suggest that we're getting, that any of us is getting out of this thing alive. And the idea that one person or a group of people can purposely manipulate. And I have to use the word manipulate because that's how I'm trying to clarify sort of a natural change and growth that anyone, any society should experience from that manipulated one, trying to force us to move in a direction as opposed to us just going the way we go. It's like being water, the Bruce Lee thing, be water, flow. That's what life does. It goes where it goes, and the walls that it runs up against are either real ones, death, meeting that lion, or they're manipulated ones. There's a whole bunch of versions of the manipulated ones. There's self-manipulated ones, there's externally manipulated ones, and everything sort of in between those as well. And it's the external ones that are the problem for me. You know, it's the I don't have a problem with life, with getting along through life and dealing with the ups and downs and that come with the things that I choose to do myself. I have a bigger problem getting through life when somebody tries to force an idea on me or to tell me that I have to do things their way. It's not even a case of trying to show me a better way. I respect that. I get that. I look for that. I watch that in people. But trying to force us to move in a direction, it's a physics thing, right? It's the Star Wars thing. I've said it so many times about this. The more you tighten your grip, the more star systems will slip through your fingers, is the quote from Star Wars. You understand what I'm saying, is that the more pressure that is applied in all these areas, the more there's a natural pushback. Here's a good example of it. This was something that I saw through the week. And this is something I want to convince you to let this go, because I get that you might be one of the people who's bent up about this. But okay, so you know who Craig Telfer is? I don't either. In 2016, Craig Telfer is ranked 200th in his event, running. I don't know if it involved hurdles or not. At any rate, in 2016, Craig Telfer, this runner I've never heard of, this athlete that I've never heard of, is ranked 200th in his sport. And in 2017, Craig Telfer is ranked 390th in his sport. And then in 2018, Craig Telfer transitions to female. In 2019, CC Telfer is national champion. And so this is, you know, this is 2 years old already, and this is part of what I want to get across to you. You see what happened there. There's an argument that because he competed against real females, that was his advantage. That's why he won. And that may be true. Here's what I want you to take away from this. This is old and still going around. It's still people making the same argument. It's done. It's over with. There's nothing you could do about it. I guess you could petition some board or something like that. I don't know if this was the Olympics or whatever it is. Probably, I don't know. I don't do sports, and so when I see these things, they're really unimportant to me. Except for what I'm trying, you know, what I'm trying to use out of what is being provided. I care about the sport. I want you to get this idea. Let it go. Unless you happen to be the one, or it's your daughter or son happens to be competing against somebody like this, then all right, fine. Then you have a dog in the fight. Bark. But for the rest of this, who cares? It's not your problem. And here's what really needs to happen with this. they need to just stop setting gender requirements for sports. Sports requirements should be more about simply the athletic skill, the ability to do it, whether they make the team or not. And I know that's always going to, that leads to trying to balance with fairness and oh, we got to have a certain amount of number of these type of people over here and these type of people over here, whether they're female or of a color or something like this. It starts throwing things out of whack. Look, these are the criteria for sports. Equally competitive skill and equally competitive weight. That's it. That should be it. It shouldn't really matter if male or female. If women and men want to compete against each other, or if one or the other wants to get up there and, I hate to say pretend, but let's face it, I mean, they're not really men or women, and I don't care that it's your choice. But in this, it all ties together about things being forced. It's often this sort of thing right here, and it's from both sides. Something like this, where we have to be forced to accept it instead of it just being a thing where these people are just make their own choice to compete or not, to be a male or a female or not. Why is it anybody else's business? Why is this what's important? Why is this what gets a headline when there are criminal gangs roaming our streets, robbing, caging, and murdering people, and they have a legal right to do it, and they do it every single day in this nation, all across the nation, in every city, in every county, in every state. Some criminal authoritarian with a badge and the idea that he has a legal right to accost other people on based on political opinion. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's happening every single day. And it happened this week to a friend of mine. You may have heard the story. Arvada, Colorado. My friend Johnny stopped a man who was about to go on a rampage, and the cops killed him. He'd stopped the violence. It was already over. And some C student with a badge and a hard on and just trigger happy and came in and killed my friend. He was a guest on this show. If you've been listening to this show, you may remember. He was a good man. He didn't deserve it. It's hard. I'm trying to breathe. It's been tough. I don't process things like most people do, so I went from, you know, sort of skipping through the processes, you know, sort of denial straight to acceptance, because, I mean, there it is. His sister is the one who told me. I don't think there's any question that it didn't happen. And, of course, I knew the second that there was that something had happened, I knew that a cop had killed him. And so you go and you look at this story, and they're saying they won't say who shot who, so you know that's exactly what happened. And so I skipped through that process, that normal process that most people go through, and you know, bounced right back to anger. And so now talking about it is pretty tough. I'm going to have to get away from it so that we can get on with the show. Have to deal with it, as anyone does. go to towardanarchy.com and look for today's date. It's June 27th. If you're not with me live, if it's not just right there on the front page, look through the archive, click the archive button. June 2021, 27th is the date. And if you slowly find, I just walked through the process as we did that so that I can, I'm trying to distance myself from thoughts. Dr. Dean Lloyd is going to be my guest in just about 15 minutes. He'll join us at the regular time. He is going to have a conversation with us about healing arts and social application. So we'll find out exactly what those mean. I mean, the words themselves speak a lot, but, you know, what are they in practice? It's something that I've tried to include a lot more of. You know, what is that real world and application that recognizable result of doing these things, of practicing healing arts, of practicing social application? What are the results? Well, they're evolving the species, or at least that's what Dr. Lloyd would tell us. That's his website, evolvingthespecies.com. Him and his partner, we'll talk more about them. I want to get through some of these things because there's wonderful stuff that I had to share with you, and we have a whole hour with Dr. Lloyd to talk about evolving the species. And oftentimes I will forget to just hit these things. And one that I've shared something like this before. I love these. They're about perspective, and a lot of my worldview is perspective. You know, when you see cops on the street, I just sort of see gang members. When you see a group of politicians together, I see a group of gangsters together. When you see people exercising their right to vote, showing up at the polls, I see a mob with torches and pitchforks trying to force other people what to do. So it's all about perception. And I've shared a number of these images over the course of the years of the show, and this here is one of my favorites. So if you go to towardanarchy.com, you look for June 27th, and you scroll down the page to the meme that I share every week. This one's great. It's on a corner. It's an art project by Jasmine KU, and it plays out like this. So it's a corner, so you can see one side or the other, or if you stand at the corner, you can see both sides. And depending on what you're looking at, you get a different story. So if you're looking at it from one side, art is pointless. You have to go out, get an actual job, and make a living. You can't just let the rest of your life be a joke, a failure. You will end up a starving artist, contribute to society instead of wasting time. You're worthless. But if you look at it from a different angle, if you take a different perspective, art is pointless without passion. You have to go out and create art. Get an actual job doing what you love and make a living by being yourself. You can't just let other people define the rest of your life and say you will be a joke, a failure. You follow your heart, you will end up happy and free, not a starving artist. Love your art and contribute to society by inspiring people instead of wasting time letting others tell you you're worthless. You can change the world. It's all about that simple perspective. And I just love that image. And at a time like this, you want perspective. You want perspective of the world, and you want to, and a time like this is something that's in everybody's life. Of course, I'm speaking about myself, but I'm also speaking generally about the world, about our state, and about this human condition that I mentioned before. Our reality is so very simple, and there's so much and so little that we can do as individuals and in and of ourselves. And the odds of really truly influencing the world and changing it are slim. That doesn't mean you shouldn't do it, but I think that a lot of people set their goals a little bit too high. Instead of just being themselves and changing the world around them with the things and doing the things that they love, We'll come back, and I'll tell you a little bit more about my guest, and I'll tell you about some links I'm sharing. Okay.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
WardAnarchy.com, as always, that is the way to follow along. Just look for June 27th. You'll see that Dr. Dean Lloyd, he'll be my guest here in just a few minutes. We'll add him to the conversation. Producer Sam will get him on the phone and do his magic on his end that somehow manages to connect us together, and we have these wonderful conversations that we have every week. And I just appreciate the fact that you come here and do it. And there's always just so much to talk about. There's always so many things that I could hit on, and I always want to. And so I try to jot a little thing here and there down, or capture a screen you know, on my phone or even on my computer, just whatever it is. And of course, this week, the UFO report, the preliminary assessment on unexplained aerial phenomena, that was released on Friday. And there's two versions of it. There's the version they gave us, and then there's the version that they're not letting us see. So who knows what that says. The preliminary report really didn't say anything. I don't think there was anything in it. I mean, I didn't read it. I just read a synopsis of it, but it didn't sound like there was anything in it that anybody didn't already know. Is, you know, certain encounters and things like that, but it's the same old story. They don't know what it is. They won't speculate what it is, at least not to us. They will be behind closed doors, is what I'm trying to say. And so we're just still out here, just dangling the hook in front of you on the whole topic of unexplained aerial phenomena, UFOs, aliens, this so-called disclosure that I've been following it for a while because it was all over the news and the internet, and just everywhere I turned there was a headline or some mention about this disclosure. So I was thinking maybe are they going to put, you know, they pushed every other button that has been talked about, that's been produced into some sort of story or movie of a dystopian future. They pushed all of those buttons, the COVID button, the terrorism button, the drugs, you know, that are just destroying society, but everything that they can do to instill fear within people and use as a mechanism for control has been used. And so they're having to reach out to the stars, I guess, to move into the next level of fear, because that's been one of the things that has been expected to be used for a long time, is sort of alien invasion, as the technology gets better to fool people. And it's definitely at that. This, the ability to fake stuff, to make fake images, these deep fakes, and to draw non-real but realistic looking things into real situations is unsurpassed at this point. It's not like, you know, there's a lot of people will they use CGI to land on the moon. Do you know what CGI looked like when they landed on the moon? I don't want to get into the argument. It's one of those ones that I won't even take up with people. If you don't think people landed on the moon, fine. It's fine. I don't care. I don't know. I wasn't there. I'm not going to say one way or another. I don't think it's impossible. I don't think there's anything that keeps us from doing it. Even on you know, crazy new technology at the time, given what we have now, and maybe that's based on the aliens. Maybe that technology, there's a reason why we can get to the moon, because it's our technology, our understanding of what we have now is based on alien technology. I don't know. Maybe Dr. Joy knows. The next time we have her back on, we'll have to ask her about her impression of all of this now that it's out, since she was on the show before all of this came out, before this release, and I'm sure she's read it from cover to cover. It's something that I guarantee that she is interested in and wants to know what they are and aren't saying. And I would almost bet that she's going to tell you the same thing. That it just doesn't really tell him anything, that there's not anything new in this information. That's been my understanding of anyone else's impression of it so far. And of course, then again, there's the fact that there's a version we're not seeing. Dr. Dean Lloyd, he's my guest. We're going to have a conversation about healing arts and social application. We'll talk about evolving the species when we get back here on Toward Anarchy.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
All right, as always, you want to follow along with these things. The best way to do that, towardanarchy.com. I always create a page every week on the show that has some information, and it is not just my rantings. It's things that I come across and I think that I find that are going to be useful, but it's also information about my guest, usually at least a link to their website and a way for you to find out more about them, because we only have, you know, just an hour of time to even scratch the surface. So there's a million things that we can talk about, and through the course of a two-hour show and a one-hour guest appearance, we will talk about 0% of them, or approximately 0% of them. So we will get in what we can. The rest is up to you, a little bit of homework, if you will. TowardAnarchy.com. Go to June 27th, and you see Dr. Dean Lloyd is my guest. We're going to talk about healing arts and social application and what he's doing, evolving the species along with his partner Am Rosen and the work that they're doing at evolvingthespecies.com. That's a website there that I've shared for you. The link is there, and you can scroll and you can find out more about what we're talking about. You can connect with Dr. Dean or Am and follow up on the things that we talk about and the things that we hit on, because that's all we'll be able to do in this conversation. It's all we're ever able to do is just sort of scratch the surface. But I love scratching the surface, and I love it when it turns out like this, because Dr. Dean reached out to me and said, hey, I'd like to come on the show and talk to you. I heard an episode of the show. I liked what I heard. I liked the way you approach things. I think this will work. And wow, looking over the website, evolvingthespecies.com, and just sort of looking at who Dr. Lloyd and Am Rosen are, and the things that they're doing and what they understand about the world, I'm wow, this is amazing. Yeah, I have to do this. I have to have Dr. Lloyd on and talk to him about what it is they're doing, because it's right up my alley. Listen to this. So this would be one of the first things I read after I'm contacted here. It's Dr. Dean Lloyd. Dean is a lifelong professional musician. All right, I'm sold. We're good. He's got to be a guest. You know me and music. But then, no, you follow through. He's a student of Oriental medicine. He's a board-certified acupuncturist. He's a naturopath. He hosts his own radio show. He's an author. He's a professor. He teaches acutone to acupuncturists. And this is a word I know. My wife she worked in at an association for years that supported people who were in acupuncture and in physical therapy in different ways, including stones and cups and all sorts of different methods of physical manipulation, and so I'm familiar with the and wow, okay, yeah, let's have this conversation. Let's talk about these things. So it's a real pleasure to bring to you Dr. Dean Lloyd. Thank you so much for joining me, Dr. Lloyd.
Hi, Michael. How's my audio?
Oh, you sound great.
Perfect. It's a tribute to those low-tech landlines.
I love it. And you know what? One of the things that won't happen is we won't get that duplexing that happens when multiple people are talking over Skype. And boy, that's just wonderful when it comes to the sound. Boy, it's great trying to talk over. But no, we won't have that problem, so it's great. I'm glad you were able to do that. Not everybody still has a landline or access to one, I guess.
No, thank you. I do make it a point as much as I can to use the landline as much as I am able. The cell phone, as limited as possible.
Well, your audio just sounds great, so I don't mean to harp on it. You just do sound good, and you can tell it's because of that good, solid connection. Boy, cell phones just don't get them, and everybody's got a cell phone. Everybody has their little government tracking device in their pocket these days, and it's just so easy to pull it out and use it as the first method of communication, and it's not always the best.
There you go. But our communication, as you point out, is an extremely distorted thing at this particular time in our development. Mm. And I noticed when I was turning on for your show before I got on that you had a traumatic situation with a friend of yours, and I wanted to point out to you that you cannot make physical changes in the body without making emotional releases. So it's honoring that part of our body, which is our feelings, that we have not been able to integrate into medicine, into healing, until now. And I want to point that out, because what we're trying to do in medicine is try to come up with the greatest new technology. You know, we're going to find the answer with science. But science has too often become scientific reductionism, and we're not proceeding with what we really understand as the human condition being an integrated mind-body being. And that means that we understand feelings. This is a missing piece. We're very objective. We're brilliant in terms of our looking at tests and determining, you know, with high technology, some, you know, for example, blasting the calcium oxalates in the kidney stone. You know, that's a good technology to have if you can,
yeah.
you know that, or you know, something that's as advanced as an MRI, which is really an X-ray of sorts that has multiple X-rays, and you can see different heat associations. In other words, the discoloration of one area will indicate an illness or a blockage. And when I heard you grieving, I wanted to point that out, that that is our natural process. We first must understand that feelings are not rational, logical, and they don't make sense. They are being, you know, they're part of our natural mechanism of response. Our organic feelings are being suppressed with drugs, with Wi-Fi, with pollutants, and so forth. And it is my intention to bring the tools that we've never had in medicine and throughout the world, that's my wish, to give new tools as a new paradigm shift to the medical community and the rest of the world so that we understand what we've been leaving out. And this is a very big topic, and your expertise is in what I would consider in the same category of social application. And that gives me an opportunity to first launch off into that topic, but first I thought I might give a little background, because yeah. Here I am speaking to you, and I'm already saying things that might be deemed as being audacious.
Indeed. So please, yes, do.
Okay, so I was on with Dr. Lorraine Hurley on her show on Genesis Communications Network years ago.
Yes.
And we were the show before Alex Jones.
Right.
I didn't have to go into Alex Jones first. But we were on before him and then later after. And it turned out at that time, this is going back 12, 13, 14 years ago, when the radio shows were starting to cover a lot of health-related issues. And it actually surpassed geopolitics at some point. And we were number two in terms of ratings. And the name of the show was called Uncommon Awareness. So what we did is we talked about anything from what goes on with the vaccines, what goes on with detoxification, and most importantly, and my niche, if I may say so, is consciousness. And with that, I had to, through all my multidisciplined, approaches, decide how to facilitate all this wonderful knowledge that I have in background of Oriental medicine and naturopathy, homeopathy, my book and my work in Accutone, which is a very interesting work into itself because it identifies the frequencies and the levels of tissue in these meridians, and by doing that matching, we're able to direct energy in a very unique way. So my approaches have to, first of all, come from the place of the technique is not running us. We are running the technique. In other words, the method that you're using is only as good, provided that it's a valid one, only as good as the consciousness that's using it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And I love questions, Michael. So anytime you feel
No. If I have one, I will definitely jump in. You bet.
Okay. So with that little brief introduction, I just wanted to point out that I've been through some of the most difficult medical experiences you could imagine. And one of them was with Dr. Hurley. Another one was with my fight with ozone. And that I was one of the practitioners on staff in a clinic in Wisconsin years and years ago that actually went to the Supreme Court when we were doing ozone therapy. And it was being used.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And we were using it under the training and advisement of Dr. Rathna Awa, who was brilliant. And she took her work from Cook County Hospital in Chicago up to Wisconsin because she wasn't allowed to do it in Cook County.
Right.
So she said, enough of this. And in her very beautiful English with the Indian accent, was, then I am going to leave, and I am going to make my own practice, and I am going to make it work. And she did. And she was in her 80s.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. Yeah, no, that's a really common thing, actually. People like her are some of the most amazing people. They're in the system, they're there, and they see how dysfunctional it is, and they just step out on their own. They take the chances, they fight the powers that be to bring about these new, or in a lot of cases, they're not even new ideas. They're just ideas that are not accepted within the medical community.
Well, this is part of the consciousness shift that I'm wanting to bring forth with my colleague, Am Rosen. And I'll tell you a little bit about him shortly, but I just thought I'd finish up with Dr. Lorraine Hurley first in our show. You probably remember some years back, 8, 9, 10 years ago, that there was a slew of deaths that were doctors that had died from unknown... unknown background, they just mysterious deaths, and they were related to all of them, almost all of them, in cancer treatments that were efficacious. They were very effective, and here were these doctors that were dying. Some in Florida. This was around the time at the tail end when Dr. Hurley met her demise. It was a sad. Very, very sad and tragic story, but she was hit on her bicycle by a truck, and I was in a lot of grief, like you, over your friend that didn't deserve this, and she was my partner in this Evolving the Species project with Mr. Rosen. So I had been doing ozone therapy, took it to the Supreme Court, and was... We were cease and desist, so I had to leave that. Then, more recently, I had my partner with Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and she had made marked improvements in the education process to the public with her background and reaching out, and she was killed. And now I have... the situation where I have the Evolving the Species Project, and my colleague, Am Rosen, who is a genius, and his work will be presented on the Evolving the Species website by the end of the year in PDF format, and also in audible format. Nature of Consciousness, Cruising the Epiphany Highway, just to name a couple of his books, will be available all on this website, and it is my duty to make this information available. If you have seen the website, then you know we're talking about things that are absolutely timely for human development at this time.
No, I agree. This is why I wanted to have this conversation and talk about this, because I believe that this is what's missing. I I've had the other doctors on in terms of the physical doctors, the guys who are repairing things, that are working on the other end of freeing the medical system from the tyranny of insurance companies and the leverage that they hold over people and the types of treatments and the availability and the openness of cost and things like that. So
it's true that it's being run by businessmen, and that's not a medical model. It's not a healing model.
I've even
decided to detach myself from the term doctor to healer again.
Oh, fair enough.
Healer and facilitator. And
I love
Because the doctors that are using their title, like Dr. Fauci, for example, this is not a doctor.
Right.
That the word is being used, just like the word vaccine. It's not a vaccine. And so if you want to get into it, we can, but I prefer going beyond that, because
nah.
it's what we are talking about here is literally a gold mine of psychological foundation that changes the paradigm to the point of redirecting, and I do mean this, everything that we've perceived. Allopathic medicine is good for emergencies, but who wants to live their life in an emergency all the time?
Well, unfortunately, there are a lot of people who thrive on it, I've found over the years and years. Mm-hmm. But yes, your general point is understood.
And because of that, what is available to them is that the people, and this is not a criticism to the medical profession entirely, it's just that they've been indoctrinated in a kind of medical religion of sorts, right, that everything is physical. It comes down to physical, you know, we got to look at the next blood type, we got to look at, you know, your lymphocytes, and we have to look at RBCs and all these kinds of things.
Hold that thought. We're running up against the break here. We'll be right back, and we'll finish this part of the conversation here with Dr. Lloyd. We'll be right back on Toward Anarchy.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
We want information. Information. Information.
Who are you?
The new number 2.
Who is number 1?
You are number 6.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
It's so great when they already know what they're getting into, because then you don't have to have the superfluous conversations. You can continue on with the more important points. And before we were so rudely interrupted by trying to pay the bills there, healer facilitator, he's a real doctor if authority is a thing that appeals to you. Dean Lloyd was just hitting on the notion that, of course, the doctors, the medical profession is compromised and really aiming in the wrong direction, but specifically the point that they believe that healing is purely physical.
Right, and thank you for that launch. What I wanted to just point out in looking at these drugs that are being used to save lives, but they're being used with the idea that people become dependent on them, therefore make more money. And they could be intelligently designed so that that doesn't become the case. And with all the brilliance behind medicine, what I want to do is upgrade the mindset so that it is accessible to any field of medicine. I don't care if it's in psychology, neurology, osteopathy, whatever field, what I am offering can be used and should be used in every field of medicine. And I mean that it can be applied in all people. So in looking at the social application direction, which is consideration 5 in the 5 that are on the website, I thought I'd offer you with this short segment, something that Dr. Rosen and I came up with, and it would just be a short read, but it would launch us into the next segment.
Please.
If that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So first, let's consider the situation of our all-too-human predicament. Despite our breakthrough discoveries and technological innovations, regardless of our high-minded moralities and logically reasoned possibilities, out of balance, human existence continues to precariously seesaw between civilized fulfillment and apocalyptic mass annihilation. Ah, yes, the endless battle for inner security, or at least a good self-justifying excuse for why it's not your fault that you've never been able to truly feel safe, at ease, and flexibly in control of your inner mindscape. Why, against our reason, desire, and better judgment, do we keep trashing ourselves while trying to keep on one-upping each other? Rationalize it any way you can, still regardless of good intentions and or charismatically showy persuasiveness, you can do no more for any other than you can for yourself. I'll pick it up on the other side.
Okay, that's fantastic. Yeah, we'll be right back. Just real quick, flip over to the top of the hour, and we will be right back with healer facilitator Dean Lloyd right here on Toward Anarchy.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719.